Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Most of us know a little bit about a lot of things. And if we're lucky and have a cool hobby, we know a lot about one thing. I'm always reminded of the story about the fellow who decided to try skydiving for the first time. As bad luck would have it, he jumped out of the plane only to discover to his horror that his parachute would not open. He was plummeting rapidly toward the earth when he spotted a small dot far below him. The dot quickly began to get larger, and the neophyte skydiver realized it was another human flying up toward him. "Hey," he screamed to the guy as they neared each other, "do you know anything about parachutes?" The other fellow shouted, "No! Do you know anything about butane stoves?" Our search for expert assistance is never-ending. Often we reach for our wallets and pay someone who has the expertise we lack and who willingly endures the unpleasantness we ourselves would rather not face. A plumber comes immediately to mind. If a guy spends 8 hours unclogging toilets, he's entitled to a beer at the end of the day. In fact, I'll buy. Think about the service industry and how many times we rely on the skills of others. Think also about the dangers some of them face. If I need a new roof on my house, do you think I would ever for an instant consider installing it myself? I watch those guys scramble around on a sharply pitched roof like they're on flat ground, and I have to look away. What about carpentry? I've long felt that if my life had taken me in a different direction and steered me toward the building trades, I would have picked carpentry. Wood provides one of the most wonderful aromas in our lives. I love the smell of sawdust in the morning. I think it would be neat to build things out of wood. My respect and admiration for people who make their own furniture is limitless. In fact, as a kid, I once built my own hockey stick. It was one long piece of wood, which served as the handle, and two short pieces I nailed to the business end of the thing. It was heavy and cumbersome and frankly exhausting, trying to hit a puck while skating. Plus, it broke a lot, a clear reflection of my poor craftsmanship and my ill-advised choice of 2x4s. But if there's one job above all others for which I'm happy to hire someone else, it's electrician. Ask me about AC/DC, and I'm likely to start humming one of their greatest hits. Electricity is our friend, obviously. What would life be like without it? Regardless, I start to sweat if I have to monkey around in the circuit breaker box in the garage. All those amps scare me, and I don't even know what an amp is. I once called an electrician to come for a wiring problem, and he said he went by the name Mr. Sparky. When he got everything working again, I asked him about the name. "It keeps me humble," he said. "I wasn't very good at this when I started. Almost burned a house down." Oh, you be you, Mr. Sparky. You be you.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. Or hear past episodes at WGTE.org/life.